Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm looking in the mirror. their 1993 album, So Tonight, that I may see. A bit of a moody anomaly amidst the grungy alternative that briefly upset the normal pop order of the time. That was Mazzy Star, Mary of Silence. Mazzy Star are the duo of Hope Sandoval and David Roback, who emerged from California's Paisley Underground scene of the late 80s, mixing elements of shoegaze and psychedelia. And Mazzy Star once broke up in 1996, at which point Sandoval appeared on a few songs with the Jesus and Mary Chain, with whom Mazzy Star toured with in the past, and then the Chemical Brothers. And she also had her own solo project. But last year, Sandoval and Roback came back together, and Mazzy Star self-released a 7-inch, so maybe there's hope of a new full-length amidst some light touring this past year. On a positive note, Sandoval shares a surname with the Kung Fu Panda Pablo Sandoval, who's the MVP for the World Series winning San Francisco Giants, so congratulations. However, on a sad note, Mazzy Star gets as close as names gets as I could find to Maisie, one of the two greyhounds my brother had, and Miss Maisie sadly passed away after a short battle of bone cancer, so rest in peace, little Ruer. Tried finding some songs with Maisie in the title. All I found was some Acid House and then a bit of a 50s number about Lazy Being Maisie from the guy who wrote the Purple People Eater song. So I'll keep looking, but for now, Mazzy Star fits the bill. So good evening and welcome. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's inherently vicious community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. You can find us on the web everywhere else at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be smearing clown makeup all over your pretty mugs until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the end of this episode, we will take a look at John Carpenter, the polymath of genre films, and fittingly for the season, we're going to look at his score for his 1978 film, Halloween. And behind me, this is Michael Perkins here with Murder by Phone, off last year's Mr. 666 album. Murder will be our entry point to this episode, but unfortunately it's going to be a non-Halloween way, since I do want to commemorate the 10th anniversary of this tragic event. It was October 30th, 2002, when there was news of a rap artist who was shot and killed in Queens back when I was living in New York. And before the rapper was identified, everyone thought it was just a young Turk with a bit of a beef that turned into a turf war. However, it was announced the following day that it was Run DMC's DJ, Jam Master Jay. Jaws dropped, since Jam Master was perhaps one of the sweetest individuals ever, along with Reverend Run and DMC. For one of the first truly big hip-hop acts ever. It's even a squeaky clean image that caught on in the mainstream. And Jam Master Jay was Jason William Mizell, born in Brooklyn, moved to Hollis, Queens. And along with being a DJ, he also played keyboards, bass, and drums. Not just for Run DMC, but for his local acts. We're going to listen to the most obvious song in tribute to the DJ who made all our days, but from 1986's landmark album Raise in Hell, his Run DMC. With a song that features a nice lift from Take Me to the Mardi Gras. And this is Peter Piper, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Now Peter,
Piper,
pick peppers,
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that's his art,
time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what,
nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass mud, faster jacks or Jay's dick.
My little Bo Peep Cole lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hella sleep. Now that sound, the turntable's my wobble, but it don't fall down.
Jay.
like King Midas, as I was told. Everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great. I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame, cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jay, to see him play, we'll make it safe. Goddamn, that DJ made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lived in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all. He's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little widow boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how the story goes.
Tricks up for kids, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. There it is.
tonight's lecture is rhythm. The beat. The driving force that holds our lives together. Without rhythm, your heart wouldn't beat. Without direction, without moods, and without shadings. And so tonight we say, hip hip, chin chin, the rhythm section.
This October in Discorder, get the scoop on Vancouver drone pop artist White Poppy, have a chat with comedian and host of Talent Time at the Biltmore, Paul Anthony, and learn more about the local pop band, Fine Times. Reminisce with them as the magazine takes you on a blast from Discorder past, discussing censorship, the CRTC, the PMRC, Public Enemy, and Ice-T, the original gangster. Then, pack your bags as they take you on a quick trip to the East Coast to follow Halifax band Nick Everett and Everybody. Look out for the art feature, recapping Swarm and the Olio Festival, the news on West End DIY Space, Googly Eyes Studios, and Film Strip with Cartoon College, as there will be an interview featuring Jason Zampano, one of Vancouver's own, who scored the film. As always, there will be heaps of album and concert reviews. So pick up your free copy of the Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or check out discorder.ca if you're going green. Discorder, that magazine from CITR supporting local music for over 25 years.
From their self-titled album from 1984, Before the Discorder, we heard Run DMC with the song Jam Master J. Toast to their DJ as the Rise, as the biggest rap act of their time, was on their way. They needed collaborations with Aerosmith, touring the Beastie Boys, and the way that everyone starring fedoras and Adidas's. Run DMC starred in films such as Crush Groove and Tougher Than Lever. Before hip-hop school, Nate entered orbit and left them as the wizened godfathers. And it was on October 30th, 2002, that Jam Master J was in a Queen studio. Two gunmen entered, and one of them shot him, apparently tied to breaking some sort of weird blacklist since he was working with 50 Cent. Two suspects were eventually identified, though they were convicted of other crimes. So Jam Master J's murder is still unsolved. And Jason Mizell, a.k.a. the Jam Master, was 37 when he was murdered 10 years ago. Just imagine on the streets of Collis, Queens right now with what's left of Hurricane Sandy. I think it's a tropical storm now as the water rises there in New York. All the five boroughs there. In the background, this is Philip Martel conducting James Bernard and the Hammer City Orchestra. This is Harry Robinson's theme to The Vampire Lovers, one of the great British horror films from 1970. Starred Peter Cushing and Ingrid Pitt. And this is Off the Hammer Presents Dracula Compilation, which includes a reading by Christopher Lee, Dracula himself, that I played last year here on Exploding Head Movies. Hopefully you guys are staying dry right now and in those little brief in-between moments of rain there. But yeah, there is a full moon out there, so adding to the Halloween ambiance. Now, since John Carpenter's Halloween is going to be our profile for the rest of the show, we're going to stick with a spooky synthy sound, which defined this next act perfectly, and it's Severed Heads. A dark electronic act of Sydney, Australia, originally called Mr. and Mrs. No Smoking Sign, before they picked a new name intended to pretend to be industrial, although they didn't actually like Severed Heads as a name at all. For a time in the late 80s, Severed Heads were huge. They gained distribution with the local label Network here back when they were focused on more industrial acts. And they also had a light, intense live presence. But Severed Heads were retired recently, saying farewell during Gary Numan's tour last year in Australia. So from 1985's City Slab Horror, these are the Severed Heads, with We Have Come to Bless the House, here on CITR Vancouver.
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. come, now I can have some fun. Not sitting around wishing for you to come in out of the sun. Sun, you're so mean to me, baby. You're so mean to me. You're so mean to me, baby. You're so mean to me.
Featuring guests Nancy Wang and Juan McLean. That was Holy Ghost with the cover of Ministries, I Wanted to Tell Her. Came out last year as a single, not tied to Holy Ghost's self-titled debut album. They do actually release another Halloween-inspired song just a few days ago called It Gets Dark. Which could have fit in easily with the show, but the Ministry could have seemed better suited. Behind me, this is the Gothic Archies here with In a Cave, off their 1997 album, The New Despair. Something I didn't feature when I did my Stephen Merritt episode back in March. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca on the internet. Up next, it's going to be Silk Flowers, New York trio, mixed a little bit of cold wave with lo-fi. From their 2009 self-titled album, this is Shadows in Daylight.
Here comes the dawn. Haunts your dreams in the city of death.
background, this is Young Smoke with Bass Pounder off his album Space Zone, out now through the Planet Mew label. So that set started off with Silk Flowers with Shadows in the Daylight. Then we heard Digits with the prologue to his current album in progress, In the City of the Dead, which is being released through the Toronto producer's website one song at a time, like a serialized novel, chapter in each newspaper. Then we closed off with Glass Candy with Halloween, originally released as a single last year around this time, is being considered a teaser for their still forthcoming album, Bodywork, due next year, 2013, through the Sublime label, Italians Do It Better. So Halloween is on Wednesday. Of course, a lot of the parties happened this past weekend. Sadly, I had the flu, which I'm still kind of recovering from, so I missed out on all that. So I guess the costume can wait for a little while longer. And by the sounds of it, New York is getting seriously slammed right now with water. Power's been going out. Transformers exploding. Hospitals needing to be evacuated. So I doubt anyone's listening from there right now because their priorities are in order. But at the same time, too, you guys are in our minds. And of course, with all the excitement along the Haida Gwaii, the earth keeps shaking there. Apparently it was a 6.8 Richter scale quake just a few minutes ago. So hopefully you have your earthquake kits. And in case, you know, flooding ever happens here, make sure you have a life jacket and some boats. Up next, we have Horde Red. They're a synth goth act out of San Francisco with ties to Teenage Panzerkorps, a krautpunk act with artsy roots. From their second album released this year, Nightly Reads, this is Horde Red with Heavy Night of Eyes here on CITR, Vancouver 101.9 FM.
On October 30th, the second annual Scotiabank Giller Light Bash is coming to Vancouver. This special event will be hosted at Studio 700 in the CBC Broadcast Center from 5 to 8 p.m. So make sure you get those tickets, $25 online at www.gillerlightbash.ca. The event is in support of Canada's original literacy organization, the Frontier College, which in the past decade has raised
350,000 for its programs. So remember to save the date, October 30th, at Studio 700 in the CBC Broadcast Center. Enjoy.
From 2008, that was Tears in the Rain by Pegas. Coming off a demo that never appeared to have gone anywhere, at least based on the songs off there. And Pegas is the alias of Rafael de Hervez, or Hervé, provided vocals for the French synth act Minitel Rose. And there actually is a new song by Pegas on MySpace. Has a little bit more slick polish there. It's called Without Reasons. And in the background, from North London in the UK, this is Teeth of the Sea. With acronym, and oddly enough, it is spelled like an acronym with periods everywhere. A-C-R-O-N-Y-N, and that's off their 2010 album, Your Mercury. We're going to kick off a little cold Montreal set here, and we're going to start off with German Army, and they're on the Electric Voice Records label, a Quebecois Nova Scotian co-production devoted to minimalist synth pop, elements of punk and new wave thrown in the mix there too. An Electric Voice either works on re-releases by early 80s Coldwave acts, like New York's Ike Yard or Holland's Nine Circles, but they also do releases by some East Coast Canadian acts as well, too, including German Army, and they have a limited edition cassette out now called Porto de Corpo, although Bandcamp exists for those who shelved their Walkmans. So from that album, this is German Army with Cannibals Crawling here. CITR, Vancouver.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The band brings up some Back to the Future Part 2 references there. That was alternate 1985 with Passing On in our continuous levels off the 2010 album CGI Pants. An alternate 1985 is the project of Andy Bowie, who spends his time between Montreal and Orlando when not half of the classic rock duo Tonts Starts Banjt, which is one word and there's letters everywhere there. CGI Pants was released to the Awesome Culture Dealer label. You should always check out their website. They have a slowed down video of some teen chat line that's just really kind of weird, I think. Behind me, completing the Montreal set here, this is a new track by Blue Hawaii. This is part two of a single called Into, promising to be a teaser for their forthcoming Untogether album. Something to look forward to in the early part of 2013. Up next is Salem, perhaps best known for the recent Witch House movement. It's a trio of Midwest kids weirded up the music scene there with their 2010 debut, King Knight, fusing sluggish beats with distorted vocals. We're actually going to go back to 2008 for a song that never appeared on any official release, and apparently written and recorded under the influence of OxyContin, something I would not recommend for the most of us here. This is Salem with Haffa here on CITR Vancouver. Thank you. Year's Vigils. That was Zeno and Oaklander with Blue Flower. And Zeno and Oaklander are aliases of Liz Wendelbo and Sean McBride. They bring the cold from Brooklyn for the Weird label. They also specialize in brutal synth punk. Brilliant in small doses, but potentially disheartening for a full profile on the show, but something familiar to mull over. Behind me, yet another sound effect from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, something on Ease Up now with October ending. This is David Kane with Spectres in the Wind. We're going to get to John Carpenter here shortly, but this next artist was pointed out to me by one of the new programmers here at the station. Can't say much else about this act except thanks to its intentional misspelling. All Google brings up are the typoed articles about Carpenter. So via SoundCloud, this is John Crap Enter with The Chief Passes Through. We'll be right back.
Canadians from across the country, listen to the All-Canadian Farm Show every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
If I was a headless horseman's horse, I would fuck with that dude. Yeah, we're going that way. We're not headed towards the hay. Imagine if the headless horseman had a headless horse. That would be fucking chaos. We need a head. Oh, I got a new headless horseman joke. I'd hate to be the headless horseman's dentist. You wouldn't make very much money. I love haunted houses. I want to open up my own haunted house, but there's too many. The market's saturated. I got to open up something else haunted, like a haunted motorcycle. Yeah, I know it ain't much, but sit on it. It'll scare the shit out of you. I like when people laugh for no reason. Like that lady over there. What am I drinking? NyQuil on the rocks. For when you're feeling sick but sociable. There's a billboard in Virginia. I don't know. There's many billboards. They have the lotto jackpot. It says, estimated lotto jackpot, $55 million. See, I didn't know that shit was estimated. That would suck if you won and go, oh, we were off by two zeros. We estimate that you are angry.
Listener discretion is advised on that. So go back in time and prepare yourself. Now imagine if that guy was still around in this Boon of Comedy podcast right now from his posthumous 2008 album, Do You Believe in Gosh? That was Mitch Hedberg with excerpts from Headless Horseman. That would be appropriate for a look at the Sleepy Hollow realm, but it'll suffice for a look at John Carpenter's Halloween. And behind me, this is Carpenter himself with Lights Out. And this is off the 20th anniversary album edition of his score to his 1978 film. The film that started a franchise, as well as introducing the concept of what a slasher film was. It also brought Carpenter better attention to Hollywood after his first films, The Awesome Dark Star and The Bleak Assault on Precinct 13. And Carpenter thrived on small budgets, which forced him to not only write and direct his films, but also produce, edit, and of course, score. And Carpenter's soundtracks relied on austere synths and minimalist rhythms, which wasn't that common in the 70s outside of student films, but became the go-to way to score horror and action in the 80s, aptly suited for neon-bathed night scenes and cities. So we're going to dive right into the Halloween score here with the main title by John Carpenter here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you.
John Carpenter's Square in 1978's Halloween. Intense enough to scare the news team here. We heard the main title, then we heard Piano by Itself there with Laurie's theme, and then we heard Michael Kills Judith, whilst Loomis and Shape's car here is in the background. And Halloween introduced the world to the story of Michael Myers, the serial killer who killed his older sister when he was six. He was institutionalized for 15 years before escaping, donning a white mask and then getting all stabby. And the Halloween series also introduced us to Jamie Lee Curtis, who played the girl stalked by the character Myers when he escaped, and she became a Scream Queen icon, appearing from time to time in other Halloween films, of which there were 8 in the series before a Rob Zombie reboot, which itself had 2 in the books. Carpenter only helped write the second film before stepping away, though his music was used throughout the series. And Carpenter slowed down his filmmaking as of late, but he hasn't scored any of his films since 2001's Ghost of Mars. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show. Gavin Walker, and he will guide you to midnight, at which point CITR's broadcast day draws to a close before we pick things up 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes for all of CITR's spooky and otherwise sinister programming. Exploding Head Movies should be one of the top results there. The podcast always gets updated first, but if you're on the social media tip, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, and Google Plus also get updated. Next week, we'll despookify and look at a new score by Johnny Greenwood. I know we've played a lot of his music before, but this time we've got his follow-up to P.T. Anderson's There Will Be Blood. It's the highly divisive film, The Master. As November goes, might take a look at RZA and his work for his film, The Man with the Iron Fists, the new Bond film, Skyfall, and some other soundtracks I've yet to sort out. So we're going to close off with one last cue from Halloween. This is going to be The Shape Stocks. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. We'll see you in 7. And remember to trick carefully, but treat generously.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.